fighters of the Yemeni Ansarullah movement and their allies have struck an Emirati vessel off the coast of Taiz province. A military source says the Yemeni forces fired several rockets at the ship and destroyed it early on Saturday. The vessel, owned by the United Arab Emirates Navy, is reportedly a high-speed logistical ship capable of locating mines, controlling military operations, and transporting troops and equipment. The ship formerly belonged to the U.S. Navy. Ansarullah fighters working in tandem with the Yemeni army have so far destroyed several hostile warships and boats. The UAE is part of the Saudi-led coalition in the war against Yemen, which has left thousands dead in the impoverished country. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, activist and political commentator, live out of the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, thank you so much for being with us. Can you give us an update on the latest developments in Yemen? And do you confirm the news of a rocket attack on the Emirati vessel?
Yes, a military source has said today that the vessel was attacked near Mocha port, south Hodeidah, west Yemen, and it's been reported that this ship has been as well used to move Yemeni fighters from Aden and then to be brought to Eritrea for some training, and those fighters after that are taken to Saudi Arabia, to Najran, to fight against Houthi fighter and Yemeni army. And the ship has been active from the beginning of the war. It has been bringing supplies into Aden during the invasion of Aden. And as it is reported that the ship was destroyed, and we're still waiting for more confirmation from an independent site of the war in Yemen. And I believe that the Yemeni army, when it said it have fired 5 to 6 rockets against the ship, I think they have really have seen this ship patrolling Yemen coast, and I'm sure that they have really targeted this time.
Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, one interesting point we had here in the news was that this was a high-speed logistical ship capable of doing many things, at that it formerly belonged to the U.S. Navy. Given the fact that the Ansarullah fighters and the Yemeni army have so far destroyed several such warships and boats belonging to the Saudi-led coalition that's waged a war against Yemen, and of course not to forget that the UAE is also part of the Saudi-led coalition. What does this say about those who are supporting and arming this coalition?
Of course, almost all the military and ships owned by the Saudi-led coalition, they are American or British-made vehicles. On the top of that as well, that the United States are supporting the Saudi by their satellites and by their drone and collecting information, and as well by guiding their so-called smart bomb into its target. But we have seen during all 560 days of war in Yemen that most targets are civilian targets. Just in the last 5 to 6 days, about 5 to 6 families, they were entirely killed by the Saudi bombing. And as well, a latest report by Amnesty has shown that the missile that has struck Doctor Without Border Hospital in Hajja was a U.S. smart bomb called Beifui. And it's really strange to when you see that these so-called smart bomb, when they are being deliberately targeting civilians, and on the other hand, we see that the United States, who are involved into Yemen conflict, they always cry out loud about what they say crimes happened by the Russian in Syria, but they are keeping a total blind eye on what's happening in Yemen. They keep arming the Saudi-led coalition. They are as well using U.S. fueling jet to keep the Saudi blockade in Yemen, and for the Saudi plane to go far inside Yemen. And I think that the United States and as well the United Nations and Britain are part of this war. They have just 2 days ago, they have blocked a resolution by the human rights panel to do an independent investigation, and they didn't allow this, and the Saudi did not allow that. And it's really strange. How can the Saudi, why the Saudi want the UN and United Convoy, Wald Sheikh, to mediate between them and Yemen, and they don't trust the human rights panel to do an independent investigation in Yemen? They show you that they are afraid of the result of this investigation, if it will take place, because as the Guardian has said, that a third of the target in Yemen was a civilian target, and over 10,000 people has been killed, and just by direct strike, and we have 10,000 children who died by the blockade, according to UNICEF, of lack of medicine and lack of food and nutrition.
Thank you so much, Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, activist and political commentator, talking to us out of the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.